Good Shepherd Sermon for Maundy Thursday, April 1st, 2021, Pastor Paul Talberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
God's word for meditation is that portion from Mark that you just heard, where Jesus begins his supper. It's on Maundy Thursday. If you remember, all this year we've been going through different places that Jesus actually visited on the planet Earth on his way to an appointment that he had with a cross outside of Jerusalem on Good Friday. So we've already been to Jerusalem. We've been to different places. And one of the things that happens is we're going to go backwards now, because we're going to go to that upper room that happened on Maundy Thursday, the upper room. That's where Jesus met with the disciples one last time. And as he's going to this upper room, we're going to find out that Jesus knows a thing or two. And Jesus knows that's terrifying news. And that's incredibly good news, the fact that Jesus knows. Terrifying news, it's kind of like, let's say that you're talking with somebody and they start to talk about how great you are. You're just so great. And you think to yourself, you take a step back on the inside and say, man, if they only knew. Maybe they had just praised you for something, and that's something that they praised you for. It's something you've been struggling with, and you don't feel like you should even be praised. So you think to yourself, man, if you only knew. Or let's say you're talking with somebody else, and they're talking about how bad their childhood was, or how blessed their childhood was, and it brings back a host of memories to your mind about your childhood and things that you did. And man, you say, man, if they only knew, they wouldn't even be talking to me. For instance, if you only knew how many times your pastor stuck out his tongue at his mom and dad, I don't know. You'd have a hard time listening to your pastor, right? Well, just so you know, I did. And I did it a lot. And not just my mom, I did it to my dad too. Anybody who disagreed with me, I was going to show them a thing or two. So if you only knew, that happens. The thing that is amazing about this part of God's word that we're going through again in the upper room is that Jesus knows. He sent his disciples ahead to prepare for the Passover. And he knows who he is sending to prepare, because God is the author of Psalm 139. Psalm 139, that's the one that we use whenever people have babies in the hospital. Psalm 139 says, you know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You are acquainted with all my ways before a word is on my tongue. O Lord, you know it altogether. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. This tells me, and it's what I share with new moms, that God knows all about your child. All about your child from the very beginning. And that is a very good comfort for Christian moms. And for us, it's a part of us is kind of scared when we hear that, because he knows all about us. It says here, he knows, what's this again? He knows before a word is on my tongue. Behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Three times in the book of Matthew, 9, 12, and 14, those chapters, we are told that Jesus knew people's thoughts. So before you post something on Facebook, before you write that nasty letter, before you sit there and you lose your temper with somebody and blops out, Jesus knows that while it's still up here. Oh, I don't know if I like that, right? That means he knows all about me. He really does know me. Who does he know in that upper room? Well, they're celebrating the Passover, right? The Passover was to celebrate the fact that God destroyed the bad enemy that was enslaving them, putting them in chains, making them make bricks, build all sorts of things. And guess what? God delivered them. But the enemy is not just out there. Jesus knew Judas. He knew that Judas was going to betray him. How did he know that? He knew Judas's thoughts. He knew that Judas had a secret meeting and had agreed for 30 pieces of silver to hand over Jesus. And that was written about by Zechariah centuries earlier. But Jesus knew. He knew all about Judas, and he sent him up there into the room. He knew all about the fact that Judas was going to betray him with a kiss. He knew. He knew about the other disciples. They're all strong and all boisterous, but they were fickle. The strong wind would come, and they'd just blow right over. They were not strong men of faith. He knew that. He knew that they would all abandon him. How did he know that? Because he knew their thoughts and he knew the scriptures. The scriptures said that you strike the shepherd, the sheep are going to scatter. He knew that that would happen. He knew that Peter would deny him three times. He warned Peter. And what happened? All those thoughts came to pass, and it happened just like he said. So there they all are with all their thoughts. And Jesus said, I have one more gift for you. And he did something totally amazing. At the Passover meal, you had common elements. You had unleavened bread and you had wine. And Jesus took the bread and he held it up in his hands and he's looking at his disciples and he says, he's looking at his disciples, knowing their thoughts, and he says, this is my body. It's given for you. Does the same thing with the cup of wine. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. He tells them to do this. Whoa. We have something similar to that. It's already old news, but you know that there's a show that used to highlight certain people and give them a chance to get on the world stage and put their best foot forward and be voted up or down. And so this one Scottish woman comes out onto the stage. She's not really like a model. She's more like a just common, ordinary plain person. Not dressed really fancy and sparkly, just a plain, nice little dress, but nothing really show-offy. And when she first stepped onto that stage, you probably know this already, but I'm just reminding you, she first stepped onto that stage and everyone said, huh, because they thought, oh, that's not going to sound very good, because it was an amateur night, as all the acts were, and some of them were good, some were bad, but you could just tell by looking at her, it's just not special. And then Susan Boyle opened up her mouth and she sang. Shocked everybody. They rose to their feet. They applauded. They could not get over the fact for that YouTube of her singing instantly went way off the charts. When later on she made a record that went way off the charts. It was something totally unexpected. a common person like that giving such an extraordinary gift of music. When we sang that hymn before, that response hymn, Lori Klein was her name, a mom in charge of her children, making sure her children knew the Lord well, and she had that one little song that she thought she would just write down. It exploded because God wanted to use that one little person and that one little thing to make sure other people would be blessed. So now here comes all these disciples, and they're all about themselves, and Jesus knows that, and they're all caught up with themselves, and Jesus says, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. I know all about you, Peter. I know all about you, John. I know all about you. You can't hide from me. That's scary to part of us, right? But think a little deeper. In Bible history class and confirmation class, I'm always telling the students, think as a Christian, think. God knew all about these men. He knew that they would all abandon him. And what did he do? Did he squish him? Did he terrify him? Did he shut down everything? No, he created a supper so they would understand his phenomenal love for them. That was not going to stop until he was dead on the cross. And then come back to life again, never again to die. He knows all about each and every one of us. He knows about your struggles. He knows about your fears. He knows about everything that's going on in your head. He knows every battle. He knows every scar. He knows it all. And at the Lord's Supper, he takes ordinary things and he attaches himself so that when you receive the bread and you receive the wine, you receive Jesus personally telling you, I forgive you. You have nothing to worry about. I am on your side. I am the mighty God who has removed your sin from you as far as east is from west. I am the God who will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will never abandon you. Everyone else might, not me. How do I know that's for me? How do I know that? Because he said, take and eat, this is my body. This is my blood, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I am among the many. I am among the sinners for whom Jesus died. He's poured it out for you. And as he's gathered us together, united in that one common faith, the Lord says, I want you to understand this. Your battle might be different from others. Your wounds might be deeper or more shallow than others. Doesn't matter. I am the God who heals you. I am the God who saves you. I am your Savior. In his name, so let us live this week. Amen.